This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Matt Graham is here, founder and CEO of MBS Live with his market update. Matt, good to have you here with us, friend.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, it's good. Love it. I received so much feedback, you joining us and the excellent job that you're doing and how informative it is, and then how many people absolutely love MBSLive.net. It's great. You're doing a great job. Got a lot of friends out there.
You tell those four people I love them too.
Those four of you are too fun. It was a lot. I couldn't believe it. It's one of those things where I guess it's the appropriate place to slip that in. Our podcast is listened to, and it was so overwhelming. I did not realize the extent of the listenership we have, and it became so evident with all the people, and I mean a lot of people coming up and introducing themselves, and from morning to night at every meeting I'm in, we couldn't get through a meeting without someone stopping in and introducing themselves and saying how much they enjoy the podcast. So thank you, listeners, appreciate it very, very much. But Matt, they commented about you and how much they like you. So let's get about what they love you commenting about. What's going on in the markets, friend?
Yeah, so I think it's been at least 2 weeks since we talked, and a lot has happened in that time. And interesting stuff, wild stuff, stuff that sort of foreshadows more drama ahead. And I think what's most fascinating right now, and we have to take a moment to go over a little bit of backdrop, is that we have a situation that in many respects is similar to 2013 when it comes to Fed tapering. But there are some key differences this time around, too. And it is sort of all so sudden because I think just a month ago, well, a month, 4 days ago, we weren't necessarily thinking that we were going to see a tapering announcement from the Fed by November 3rd. And now a month and 3 days later, it is pretty much a certainty. And that fact has driven a majority of the bond market volatility. And then it's been joined by some other stuff as well, but it's making things interesting. So just to recap what happened, September 22nd, Powell press conference after the Fed announcement, and he says that the tapering is going to happen probably by the next meeting unless the next jobs report is really, really awful. And the market sold off a little bit, then it sold off some more the next day, and heading into that jobs report, things kind of ramped up and the market was waiting to see if that jobs report would be strong enough to make tapering a certainty. It was sort of so-so, and bonds corrected a little bit, but not enough to suggest that the market was discounting tapering at this point. And so then the sell-off continued. We saw inflation expectations ramp up, and we saw yield curve trading get pretty crazy. And what that means is traders aren't necessarily saying, I like bonds or I don't like bonds. They're saying, I really hate the shorter term bonds and I like the longer term bonds relative to that. So if you're doing what we normally do and benchmark a mortgage market bond following with something like the 10-year treasury yield, you're not really seeing as much drama as has existed in the treasury market. There's been a ton of drama in 5-year notes, for instance, which continue to surge to their highest levels in a long time, even though 10-year yields are still under their levels from March 2021. You also had falling COVID case counts, more booster information rolling out, higher oil prices, inflation reports coming out saying that inflation was higher, and that all that in conjunction added up to incontrovertible taper on November 3rd. And Fed Chair Powell did as much as confirm that last week, and it just sent yields even higher. And by Thursday, we broke into 1.70 in the 10-year, corrected a little bit, but it hasn't been enough to derail this trend toward higher rates. So bottom line to all that is starting September 22nd, the bond market began a sort of exodus. It can't immediately press a button and take yields from 1.25 to 1.75, but it started that ball rolling, and we've seen a very, very linear trend channel with higher highs and higher lows pointing directly toward 1.75. And if the pace were to continue, then we'd be there by November 3rd rather easily. Of course, being at 1.70 last week is close enough for some people, and it's leading some pundits to say that we're going to see some support here, we're going to bounce. That doesn't really matter in the bigger picture. What matters is whether or not the current environment plays out like 2013. And here's the really interesting thing, and I posted a couple charts about this on MBS Live last week. You would think that when we talk about the Fed and bond buying, that when the Fed is buying bonds, that rates are moving lower in general. And that when the Fed stops buying bonds, rates would move higher, right? Yeah. I mean, that makes sense to you. Yeah.
Yep.
It turns out it's exactly the opposite. And it's so confusing, right? But if you think about what the Fed's goal is, and we tend to sort of write it off as lip service, but the goal with all of this QE is reflation, right? To bolster inflation and risk taking, and those things are bad for bonds in general. So the market does a really, really good job of getting ahead of what it knows is coming. So if it thinks or knows that the Fed is going to be buying bonds, it will rush to get ahead of it. So in March 2020, it rushed down to all-time low yields because the Fed was obviously going to be announcing bond buying. And every time that QE has been shut off, we see yields begin to drop. And the same was true in 2014. So as soon as the Fed begins tapering in the past or discontinues QE in the past, that's when yields fall. It'll be very, very interesting to see if that happens this time around, because it is not the same situation as we had historically. There is potential for the economy to grow. It will depend on inflation remaining in check, and that will depend on oil prices. It'll depend on the global economy. Foreign central banks are getting more scrutiny than normal from U.S. traders. And the whole thing, I mean, it's terribly interesting right now. Real quick, this week, just keep an eye on GDP on Thursday. Yep. I normally poo-poo the GDP data because it is very, very stale. This is one of the three times per quarter that we get it where it will be the least stale. So this is advanced GDP. It's the first look we have at Q3. We'll get to see what that delta damage is like. And then inflation the following day can either add to that or sort of push back in the other direction.
Good job. A lot of good stuff. Great information here. I mean, the fans that you have out there, Matt, are, again, like I said earlier, it's just amazing. All you all have a lot of friends out there and listen to a lot and downloaded a lot. I went and looked at the statistics on yours, and people do really, guess what? They listen to you and they go back and listen to you several times. How about that, Matt?
Oh, I guess I need to be more clear then. Get my point across the first time.
Anyway, be sure to put listeners. Go sign up for mbslive.net using LOL for Looking at Lending as a sign-up code, and you'll get an extended trial period with no credit card required, although you want to put your credit card in because you're going to want to get subscribed to the service. It's that good. You can glean so much out of this, and it gives you great tools. If you're a loan officer, if you're a production person, running a company, managing interest rate risk at your company in secondary, this is a powerful tool, and I strongly encourage you to sign up. Matt, thanks for being a part of the podcast. I appreciate you and all that you bring to help us in achieving excellence. You're good, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Have a great one up there in Portland. Next week, be sure to come back. Of course, we have so many loyal listeners. And again, thank you again to all of you, as we say in Texas, all you all, for stopping by and introducing yourselves and expressing your gratitude for this podcast. We're grateful to be a part of the way you get information and keep you up to date. Again, our goal is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime, anywhere, as we say at the beginning of the podcast. Appreciate you all so much. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Finastra, the Community Mortgage Lenders Association of America, the MBA, Lenders One, Accelerate Mobility, MMI, as well as Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, and our newest sponsor, SnapDoc, soon to be falling out of the newest sponsor category because we're going to have Simple Nexus as a sponsor here shortly. So very excited to have you listening. Folks, we're grateful for our sponsors, but we're so amazingly grateful to our listeners. And it's you that has made this podcast so widely listened to. And we're thankful for each and every one of our listeners. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.